History Downloaded. Stone of Destiny. It is said that the Stone of Destiny came to Scotland from the Holy Lands many centuries ago. Whether that is fact or not does not matter. To the Scottish people, it represented Scotland itself and its king, recognised by God. Scotland was a nation in its own right and not merely lands to be ruled by others. Perhaps the stone united the people in other ways too, through memories of the distant past. The ancient pagan tribes of Scotland believes their kings were married to the very stones they stood upon. To be a king, then, was to have a deep connection with the land itself. But what was this land called Scotland? Where did it begin? Where did it end? Who could claim they ruled it all when marshlands and lochs, highlands and islands impossibly divided the land itself? The Romans had no idea. They simply built a wall of stone that marked the end of their world. Hadrian's Wall. However, if the landscape made Scotland impossible to conquer, it made it just as hard for the Scottish peoples to unite. Power in Scotland was more about what you claimed to be yours than what actually was yours. Inevitably, the loudest, most aggressive claim would come from Scotland's powerful neighbour, England, and its ruthless king, Edward I, also known as Hammer of the Scots.